news reports this morning, especially on the national basis, although you know that a lot of people in their local communities are talking about the continuation of the presidential race. In this case, last night, the Democrats had a chance to be once again in focus because of a debate that took place and one that got maybe a little extra added attention, or at least news mentions, because of the participation of Mike Bloomberg. Does not matter which parties are debating or such at this point. I do not pay attention. I hear about it. I can read about it as I wish. But I'm wondering, I'm guessing, Pat and Dave, maybe you had a chance to see what was going on. My first question would be, so how long did it take in the debate for the first salvo to be launched against Mike Bloomberg?
Immediate. Yeah, it was brutal.
1.2 seconds.
I yeah. Is that, Elizabeth Warren.
I was going to say, so was it a candidate that did that, or was it a moderator who maybe yelled?
No. I'm just going to ask this question right now, and I don't understand why Mike Bloomberg went.
Andrew Yang raised that point. He was an analyst afterward on one of the networks, and he said, Bloomberg was not on the ballot in Nevada, and why open himself up to that? he would have been better off continue to run his commercials and make him look good and not get bloodied like he did last
That's
night.
That's what I was thinking. Just have John Cougar just singing those ads, and he was doing okay because he was that's not his stage. He got pummeled in my viewpoint. I mean, Elizabeth Warren, watching her go up on the top turnbuckle and just level elbow after elbow after elbow on him. And he had nothing. He had nothing.
And then Bernie went after him.
And then Bernie went after him. He was a little bit tougher on Bernie, but he had nothing against Elizabeth Warren at all. I mean, she was just destroying him. It was almost, I was reminded of that. There's a great line I love from The Godfather, and it's when Michael Corleone says, "Today I've settled all family business." And I think that's what her job. I think that was her job, was that she just went out there and destroyed him. And he, I didn't understand why he was there. And I don't think he'll go to another debate. I will call it right
now.
Why? Mm. Why would he?
The format doesn't work for his style.
No.
He likes to give thoughtful answers in detail. And this thing last night was, Charlie, it was just rowdy. It was out of control.
It was almost the Republicans of 2016 with Trump.
It always noisy, seems to be raucous. Yeah.
Depending on the party that's out of power wanting to get back into power, they're going to eat their own before they make peace.
Right. You know who came away the winner?
Somebody came away a winner last night?
Okay. Trump. Because they didn't go after him hardly at all. There are a couple times they did, but for the most part, he was free and clear of this. They were beating up on one another.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's true. And I did hear some people talking about that. But at the same time, I'm like, hey, they're battling each other right now. Yeah. So that's what they've got to do.
I did hear the one news quote, and I think it was Elizabeth Warren who talked about the misogynistic comments.
Well, the non-disclosure.
Saying that, you know, and I'm not talking about President Trump. I'm talking about you, Michael Bloomberg.
Right.
She was taking every one of her answers, though. She was currying favor from certain groups. She was after unions, and she was after blacks and Hispanics.
Yeah.
And she took every angle that she took. She more or less brought those groups into her answer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And she took no prisoners. Even on health care, she went after Bernie. She went after Klobuchar big time. She went after Pete Buttigieg. I mean, she didn't. Everybody. And I think this was her last hurrah, that she was like, hey, I'm going to throw it all out there and I got to make some noise. But
she,
I think
she made a lot of that not looking too presidential.
What is presidential?
Well, anymore.
What is presidential, Dave?
It's out the window now.
That's gone.
That was done away with in 2016.
Yeah.
That's gone.
As far as, you know, what you might think of presidential politics.
Right, yeah.
And it wasn't all Bloomberg getting beaten up. Buttigieg went after Klobuchar.
Yeah, those two going after. That was almost like the undercard.
Really?
While Warren and Bloomberg, I think, were the highlight.
The main event.
Thank you, main event. Thank you. Yeah, the undercard was Buttigieg and Klobuchar. And I don't know, Dave, if you could see it, but I don't think she likes Buttigieg one bit. And I think you could see that on her face. She just does not like him. It's not the first time. They've gone after each other in previous debates, too.
Well, to use the wrestling vernacular, it sounds like maybe we just had a Royal Rumble going on.
Yeah, right.
I thought Bloomberg came up with a couple of good answers when they were demanding his taxes and stuff, and he said, "Well, it takes time to put this together."
It takes time, Dave. That's a horrible answer.
Yeah, but he said,
especially from a Democrat.
Yes,
he said, "I can't use TurboTax," which is definitely true.
But that was still when he said that, you should have heard the audible moans in the crowd when he said, "Well, it takes time." Wait, you knew you were doing this for so long, and you knew exactly who you're going to be running against,
and you knew that issue would come up.
Would come up, right? Right.
I think it's a little more complicated than that. When you have a tax return that's a couple of reams thick.
I don't deny that.
I don't have my taxes done yet, and I use TurboTax.
But for a Democratic presidential candidate, hammering President Trump over the issue and just taking him to task, for your answer to be, it takes time.
That
should have been, it is being done as we speak and should be released in a few days or something.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I don't understand why he got destroyed. And I'm just telling you, this is from what I'm reading on other people that I, other progressives that I'm reading and everything. They were very pleased with what Elizabeth Warren did to Michael Bloomberg.
They were
very happy with that.
Did he, some were suggesting that he had to go beyond just running the commercials, that he couldn't be seen as he was avoiding a confrontation, which eventually is going to happen.
It's going to happen eventually, right.
So maybe do it now, get it out of the way, say I was there. What more do I need to show up for if this is going to happen? I don't need this. I'll just get my message out another way.
Yeah.
Some were saying he there's two trains of thought. One was that he should have been better prepared for it, but by the same token, he didn't find out until like 24 hours before that he was going to be part of the debate stage.
Yeah.
And which is a bone of contention for a lot of people saying that how did he get there for you?
Did
the Democrats change the rules?
But at the same time, I think it helped some of them to have him on stage, that they could actually take him on one-on-one instead of him just kind of out there with all these ads that he's been running and rising in the polls.
Rather rapidly,
yes,
he was.
Right. And so now I don't think
it'll be interesting to see what happens now after this.
Well, he'll throw another $100 million out there.
At least.
Assuming.
With his own message, or does he have messages that respond to some of the attacks that he faced in order to reframe what he thinks he might need to do in order to make sure that he is putting his message out and not being framed by your opposition?
Right.
I don't think a single one of those candidates last night did any one of themselves a favor.
I disagree. I think Bernie Sanders comes away. I think he came away looking okay because the attacks on him weren't as vicious as they were on Bloomberg. Everybody focused on Bloomberg, and here's Bernie as he's the front runner right now. He's rising in the polls too.
Well, what he's appealing to is the people who don't have insurance, people who have college debt that they'd want to have forgiven and paid off. He's appealing to a particular group and doing very well with that group. He owns that group.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But whether or not he's I don't think he's going to go in with a majority of delegates into the convention.
Right. No, and all I was saying was that I think he could have gotten bloodied up a lot more, but they decided to point at Bloomberg. And
Bloomberg
Bernie did not.
Yeah, he was a target.
And he just kind of stayed steady. Bernie, as always, for the 30 years I've seen him in politics, stayed on that exact same message.
Right.
Which has
been debated in all these debates over and over. There wasn't anything new to attack.
That's right. And so you know where Bernie stands. And I think that's it. It's what do you do? How do you attack him? Where do you go? That's the key. And I don't think any of the other candidates have figured that out yet.
It's 2020. It's an election year. It is still only February. Michigan's primary still to come.
And another debate coming up on the 25th in South Carolina.
Stay tuned.
And are they doing one more before Super Tuesday, too?
Are they really?
Possibly. I don't know.
You know what the schedule is.
Man.
Yeah.
Rematch is on the way.